following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. As a current student athlete, I find myself wondering how someone like me can all of a sudden get paid for playing a college sport. If you have similar questions, I will be breaking down the ins and outs of the new college name, image, and likeness rules to keep you up to speed on everything happening in this new world of college sports. Welcome in, everyone. You are listening to episode 7 of Transfer Season. I'm DJ Parsh, and let's get going. So last week I talked about which NIL sports and which players are getting the most NIL deals and getting the best opportunities to get NIL deals. And we saw that the Big Ten, SEC, and ACC were leading the way right now, at least the athletes who play in those conferences. And I also talked a little bit about the disparity among college sports and NIL deals. And this week, I wanted to talk a little bit more about some of the interesting and some of the just overall fun and cool deals that certain athletes have gotten so far, as well as which players from the past who have played in college sports, whether it be basketball, football, or whatever, which of those athletes would have been the most successful in terms of name, image, and likeness. So over the weekend, I was watching the Final Four for men's and women's college basketball. And it's interesting because last week I was talking about some of the disparity among college sports and how, for example, I said the women's volleyball team at Washington State hasn't gotten any NIL deals at all so far, even though they are one of, if not the most successful sport at Washington State. And it's interesting because in the Final Four this year, four out of the top five between men's and women's college basketball, four out of the top five highest earning NIL athletes are women's college basketball players. There's only one men's college basketball player who is in the top five in terms of NIL value. And I thought that was really interesting and a really positive thing to see and thing to come out of name, image, and likeness so far because of the disparity I talked about and how many women's sports aren't getting the recognition they deserve. So it's good to see women's sports and women athletes getting their recognition that they deserve. So moving on to the topic for today, kicking it off, I want to start with a prolific football player and one of the projected top picks in this year's NFL draft, Kayvon Thibodeau. Now, apart from being a top football prospect and, like I said, a projected first-round pick in this year's NFL draft, Kayvon Thibodeau has been described as a cerebral intellect. Kayvon Thibodeau attended the University of Oregon for the past 3 years, where he has been named first-team All-Rookie in the Pac-12 Conference, as well as first-team All-American. And like I said, he's been projected to go very, very early, get picked early in this upcoming draft. Apart from his football, he thinks about his business decisions just as much as he does his football life. Now, for a lot of NFL scouts and NFL GMs and coaches, this can be a turnoff because many times these coaches and GMs just want players who are 100% committed to their team and always focus just on football because they want guys who are going to perform the best for their team, which makes sense. But Thibodeau doesn't really care about what they think. According to an article from The Undefeated, he said, Kayvon said, "For so many kids, football seems like a yellow brick road. For me, that's what it was. But now I want to create a stem for that and use this platform to show people that there are other yellow brick roads than football. You gotta find the one that works for you." And I really like this quote from Kayvon because he's saying that there are more things to life and there are more things to how you want to see yourself perceived than just a football player or an athlete. he's taking the time to make sure his business endeavors are just as lucrative as his football ones, which I think is a really important step for him as well as other athletes. And I think this is important. This is an important lesson for other athletes to take if they become as successful as Kayvon has. So according to Fish Duck, which is an Oregon sports journalist group, amongst the many deals Thibodeau has already made, some of the more notable ones are partnering with Nike founder Phil Knight and Air Jordan shoe designer Tinker Hatfield. He is one of the leading Nike designers who has designed Jordan shoes all from the Jordan 3 all the way until the Jordan 13. He's a really, really important figure in terms of the sneaker business. So Kayvon partnered with them, and they are going to collaborate in making and selling NFTs for around $100 a piece. Now, if you don't know what NFTs are, they stand for non-fungible tokens, which are basically digital assets that represent real-world objects like art, music, and videos. So that's a really cool and really interesting deal that Kayvon has struck with those two huge figures in the athletic world. Another deal Kayvon has made is with eBay, who will be selling his Oregon football memorabilia that he has worn in this past season as well as other past seasons. And this deal is said to be worth up to six figures, which is just crazy to think about because he's already making this kind of money. Imagine what he's going to be making when he enters the NFL on top of all of this. It's just he's really promoting his brand and using that to the fullest extent possible. And I really love what I'm seeing from him. So moving on to another athlete in the current collegiate landscape is Paige Beckers. Now, Paige plays for the University of Connecticut. She is an amazing college basketball player. She is currently a sophomore and bound to be a top pick in either this year or next year's WNBA draft. Paige is also the first NCAA player to sign a deal with Gatorade. Beckers said she was hoping to, quote, drive impact in the community and in the women's game. And this is according to sportingnews.com. While she is the first player to sign with Gatorade, the first collegiate player, I should add, to sign with Gatorade, they did not disclose the exact amount the deal would be worth. However, you can imagine how lucrative this deal is going to be with such a huge figure she is, as well as the giant brand Gatorade is. Beckers joined a loaded roster of current Gatorade athletes, which includes other basketball stars such as Elena Delladon, Candace Parker, Jason Tatum, as well as Zion Williamson. So she is just one of many names to join this Gatorade brand. It's really interesting and cool, though, that she's the first college player to do so. So really leading the way for hopefully future collegiate athletes and paving the way for future years to come. Paige has also partnered with StockX, which is a buying and selling company for popular sneakers, and she has partnered with Cash App, not to mention the thousands of dollars that she has and will continue to earn from social media posts, as she has over a million followers on Instagram. So when I was talking about the top five NIL value in terms of the Final Four this year, she was actually number one in that list, which is really cool to look at. Just a really, really huge star in terms of social media popularity and NIL growth and value. So the last deal I wanted to talk about in terms of current NIL deals in today's college world is not just one player, it's actually an entire team. It is the BYU football team, more specifically their walk-on players. So Built Bars, which is a protein bar company, has announced a partnership with the BYU football team. And what's cool about this deal is that this partnership is going to benefit all of BYU's walk-on players. And when you're a walk-on for a college team, it means that you are currently not on a scholarship. So what I mean by that is that they're not getting their academics paid for. But now, because of the deal, they're almost getting all of their academics paid for in full because of this partnership with Built Bars. So this deal is really the first of its kind. As you can see, name, image, and likeness has changed the way college sports are being done. And especially for these walk-on athletes, it's really changing the game for them. And it's for the better, you know? It's these players before were having to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for their academics. And now because of name, image, and likeness, they are saving so much money. And it's really a good thing to see in the college sporting landscape. So those are just a few of the NIL specific deals that I decided to pick out because I thought they were very interesting, and it was really cool to research and find out more about what these deals entail. Now moving on to past college athletes who would have earned the most from name, image, and likeness based off sheer popularity, because as I started to mention in my previous episode, name, image, and likeness is really only benefiting the top college athletes, at least right now. And that's only going to continue to happen, at least for the next few years, until the NCAA puts some more rules and guidelines in place. However, starting off our list of past college athletes is Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson was a running back at Auburn from 1982 to 1985. So he also played in the NFL, and anyone who followed Bo Jackson's professional career is well aware of his catchy slogan, quote, "Bo knows." It was one of the most popular brandings ever given to an athlete, and it continues to be one of the most popular brandings. And as you can imagine, if name, image, and likeness was around back then, he would have made so much money from branding. He probably would have been the star of Gatorade, just off the top of my head. He would have been the star of so many other big brands like that. He's arguably the greatest athlete of all time, as he succeeded at both, you know, professional football and baseball before a horrendous injury ended his time as a professional athlete. And at Auburn, Bo Jackson was a two-time All-American and a three-time All-SEC pick, as well as a Heisman Trophy winner. So you add all of those accolades onto an already popular athlete with a popular catchy slogan, it would have been bound to make millions potentially of dollars for him. So the next athlete I would like to talk about who would have made a ton of name, image, and likeness money is Sabrina Ionescu. Sabrina was a shooting guard at the University of Oregon from 2016 to 2020. She was a two-time Wade Trophy winner, which is given to the best women's college basketball player in the country. So it's like the Heisman Trophy for women's college basketball. And she was only the sixth player all time to achieve this. So obviously she's a great, great player. She now plays in the WNBA. However, the other benefit that she would have had in terms of name, image, and likeness was that she had a very close connection to Kobe, the late Kobe Bryant. The NBA legend Kobe Bryant was close with Ionescu, like I said, on the court as well as off the court, and he definitely could have opened a ton of doors, especially with Nike, to Sabrina and help her make a ton of money with name, image, and likeness. So the potential would have been there, and it's a shame that NIL happened only about a year and a half after Sabrina graduated from Oregon. However, she's now making a ton of money in the WNBA, and she is and will continue to be hopefully very successful in her career. Lastly, I'd like to talk about Johnny Manziel. If you're not familiar with Johnny Manziel, he was a quarterback at Texas A&M from 2012 to 2014. He was the 2012 Heisman Trophy winner, a two-time first-team All-SEC quarterback, as well as just one of the most exciting players really in college football history. He was so fun to watch. I remember getting into college football around that time. Johnny Manziel is one of the most electrifying players I have ever seen play. He also had the nickname Money Manziel. So when you have a nickname like that and you are as exciting of a player as he was, the possibilities are really endless for you. However, he did have a bit of a polarizing attitude, and he was a lot to handle, to say the least, off the field in terms of his attitude and just how he handled himself. Nonetheless, he was an incredible college football player, and that didn't translate as much to the NFL. But in terms of name, image, and likeness, there's really not a lot of players who could have earned as much as he could have earned back in the early 2010s. So that concludes today's show. I hope this was as fun and interesting for you as it was for me. I definitely had a lot of fun researching and learning about some of these players' deals and just talking about which players I think would have earned the most name, image, and likeness money had it been around in previous years. So thank you so much for listening, and be sure to tune in next week to Transfer Season.